of the Lord.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Muruti Rabuluko, good afternoon to you.
Dumela Zama, how are you?
Everything like Muruti.
Eh, can I live flunya na kumpie?
Amme, serious?
Irra.
Hey, who are you, Muruti?
I think this weather patterns.
Yeah, this I can actually attest to that, because one day it's very warm, it's actually hot, and the next day it's actually cool to cold, and we're not keeping up. I do pray that you get. Please do make sure that you keep warm, and have lots of water, and take some ginger, garlic, and you know those nice things, antibiotics, the natural antibiotics, to just help you to hang in there, because we do need you to be live and well.
Thank you so much.
Now, we are concluding our discussion that we've had since the beginning of the week. And as much as we may fear God, sometimes, if we are being honest, we don't really like the way he moves in our lives. Just look at Job, for example. We can question him or complain when we're genuinely unhappy. So can we actually do those things that Job did? Because it looks like it backfired when Job was actually complaining and the man came and said, listen, stand up, bro. You gotta be answering here, etc. So, Pastor, before we get to all of that, please do reemphasize the meaning of the fearing of God, because that's when we started on Monday. So, as a way of recapping this day, for those who missed us during the week and they are now having one chance to actually listen to what we've been talking about, recap on the meaning of the fearing of God and what that looks like in a Christian's life.
Yes, I have 2 points on that one. One, respect and love for God. That's 1 point. The second point is reverence and awe. Now, there is a question: how does that look like in a Christian's life?
Yeah.
One, we need to learn how to put God first. Recognizing his authority and power in one's life.
Yeah.
You know, at times we take for granted that the breath of life is a guarantee and it's a right. But we know for sure that it's in itself is God's providence. We need to also clearly understand who God is and who he is in our lives. What to do and how to do it.
Yeah.
Very key.
Okay.
Very key. Yes. Now, again, as Christians, you know, to exercise fear of love is also to exercise his love on the next person. You're extending who God is to the next person. They get to understand who God is by what we are showing
them. Yes. Oh, yes. True.
Very key. Yes. Yes, sir.
Thank you for that. Actually, it's just quite deep, eh? Now, what signs in one's life may show or display that one does not fear or reverence God?
Yes. One of the first things that really would indicate is self-centeredness. You know, now God is out of the picture. Your neighbor is out of the picture. It's all about me. So that's one thing. Secondly, we believe we don't have to account to anyone, not to any human being, and most importantly, not to God. So that's one of the indicators that we'll see.
Yeah.
And then we will have no respect for self and others. And we will lack guidance and wisdom. You know, one thing that I usually use as an example, not that I'm mocking or belittling, is that, you know, we are happy when we want to meet with friends and possibly share a drink or two. But in the end, we are shouting at each other and you are even threatening each other to a point now where we want to fight or kill each other. Now, where is fun in that? Therefore, we need to really respect ourselves and respect the next person. And if you respect the next person, really, whatever happens to the next person, you will be considerate one, and you will love to know exactly what is happening to those people. So this is how, this is exactly what I think the science are when it comes to not being fearful of who God is.
Lovely. Now, can I make myself, you know, to fear God, or is something, is it something that I actually can cultivate within myself, or it is completely out of my control?
Cultivation to some extent, but making myself, well, according to the Bible, if you read Matthew 6:33, it will tell you that seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will fall into place. Therefore, for me to really cultivate that sense of fearing God, I need to know who God is, accept him for who he is, give him his glory, and not take his glory. By so doing, I will ensure that I put him first, and he will do the rest. As he said that, I should seek his kingdom first, and everything else will fall into place.
Yes,
sir.
Now, what would be then, I mean, we've discussed from Monday, talking about this day in, day out, you know, looking at it from different directions, dissecting, you know, the subject. What would be then your final thoughts, things that you'd like to really impress on our listeners as they get into the Sabbath?
Fear of the Lord emanates from loving him and not being scared of him. God's love has nothing to do with how man loves a woman or vice versa, because at times we'd like to equate my love for my wife or my wife's love for me, but that is not the love at which God operates. I cannot divorce God, neither can I dump God. If I have his God, his love in me, there is no how this human element will fit in. Look at this.
Yeah.
His loving me is what compels me. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14 is very clear. I'm under the control and influence of the love of his love. You understand that? I'm under the influence and control of the love of his love. That is the powerful and transforming love or force that guides my action. So I don't love because I know the word. I love God because he first loved me. He first loved me, and he gave me something that will really transform that which I feel in me for him or about him. So it's all about God, loving God, and being fearful of God starts from God and ends with God.
Powerful pastor, and I think this is a great place to end it at. We are going to be getting into the Sabbath hours, and I do want to say thank you so much for the week that you have given to us. It's been a fantastic one, and very, very important, I must say, discussions that we have had with you this very week. Pastor, I do want to pray that God blesses you and blesses your mind and your ministry, and as that you get into the Sabbath, may you and your family be blessed beyond measure.
Amen. Thank you, Zama. Have a blessed Sabbath too.
Thank you. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.